I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Beat.
Join
us every Thursdays at 1 on
CIC
for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo, my goodness! Nico Quaymo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Another edition of Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. It is the middle of June. We are getting some consistently warmer weather now, though still, I think, a little bit on the coolish side for this time of year. But hey, we actually got in our tiny excuse for a swimming pool this past weekend. It was a little bit on the chilly side, but very refreshing. So this is going to be a slightly different show. For the last several weeks, I've been playing a lot of brand new releases and especially long tracks. There's going to be more short tracks today and might have some new stuff depending on how quickly we get through the old stuff. But the last week's news in the music world has been dominated by the death of two giants from the non-jazz world, and that is Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone and Brian Wilson, the lead of the Beach Boys, both of whom died within 2 days of each other last week, each at the age of 82. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of music that is covers from both of them, and it was frankly much easier to find jazz covers of Beach Boys' Brian Wilson material than it was of Sly Stone's, but I did find one track that is worth giving a listen to, and it's a group called the San Francisco Jazz Collective, who released an album sometime back devoted entirely to the 50th anniversary of Miles Davis's really transitional album In a Silent Way, which came out in the late 60s and was in a way a harbinger of his turn to fusion shortly thereafter with Bitches Brew. But the album is also equally devoted to the most important Sly and the Family Stone release, an album called Stand. From that, let's hear the San Francisco Jazz Collective with their version of Sly and the Family Stone's Sing a Simple Song. Thank you.
I'm
That was the San Francisco Jazz Collective with their take on Sly and the Family Stone's Sing a Simple Song. That track was released in 1969 on Sly's album Stand. And the SF Jazz Collective released this tribute album in 2019 to mark the 50th anniversary of Stand and also Miles Davis's In a Silent Way. Now, I've got a lot more Beach Boys material for you, including jazz takes of Brian Wilson songs. But first, a little background. Let's consider the influence of the Beach Boys. Many people will know their songs from the surfer sound of the early 60s, but the Beach Boys were a far more important and influential group than some of the lightweight pop of their early years. And it's lightweight, but it is harmonically interesting. However, in 1966, the Beach Boys released an album that is widely regarded certainly as their best album, even though it didn't actually sell very well when it first came out, but is regularly on the list of top 10 pop or rock albums of all time, has often been rated as high as number 2, and that is an album called Pet Sounds. Now, it's an interesting album. The cover is widely regarded as pretty ugly. It features all the Beach Boys feeding a bunch of goats at a zoo. But the album itself was a result of a kind of friendly war between the group, the Wilson brothers, plus their cousin Mike Love and their friend Al Jardine, with a certain British group consisting of John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And in 1966, the Beatles and the Beach Boys went to war amicably. The Beatles released what was to prove the first of their transition albums, Rubber Soul, in 1965, switching away from the shorter tracks, the Love Me Yeah Yeah Yeah, Hard Day's Night stuff, into the sound that would evolve via Revolver a year later, and then, of course, Sgt. Pepper in 1967 into the late phase Beatles. Brian Wilson got a listen of Rubber Soul and determined he was going to come up with an album that was even more innovative than that. And that is the origins of the album Pet Sounds. And while they were recording it, the Beatles actually released Revolver, which drove Wilson on to even more interesting experimentation with the album. I'm going to play two songs actually by the Beach Boys. One is from Pet Sounds, and it's the song that Brian Wilson regarded as his personal favorite among all the songs he actually wrote. It is called Caroline No. The original title of it was Carol I Know, by the lyricist that Wilson hired to write the lyrics, but Brian actually misheard it as Carol I Know, and the lyricist agreed that was a better lyric. So let's hear that, and I'll immediately follow it up with a second track from the Beach Boys, which is one of my personal favorites, called California Saga, which is again another one of the surfer songs, but with terrific harmonies. One final little note before I get to the music. Despite all the association with sun, surf, beaches, Brian Wilson himself hated the ocean. He tried surfing once, didn't like it, didn't like going in the water. So it's kind of interesting that they are so indelibly associated with this particular West Coast sound. Anyway, that's a really long intro. Let's hear the Beach Boys first, Caroline No, and then California Saga. Remember
things that made me love you so much then. Could we ever bring them back once they have gone? Oh, Carolina,
water, water, get yourself a bath.
just heard California Saga, or On My Way to Sunny California, from the Beach Boys' 50 Greatest Hits album. And before that, we heard Caroline No from the 1966 album Pet Sounds. And speaking of pets, you must have heard the dogs barking in the background at the end of that one. Now, back to jazz, and the next few tracks will be all Beach Boys jazz covers. We will begin with a group called the United Guitar Players. I wasn't able to find out a great deal about this group. I suspect it's a session band put together for the purpose of doing an interesting jazz covers of pop songs. And they produced one album entitled House of the Rising Sun, 1960s Hit Songs on Instrumental Acoustic Guitar. And that includes a version of one of the Beach Boys' best-known tracks, Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations should have been on the 1966 Beach Boys album, Pet Sounds, but it wasn't. It took forever to produce. Wilson wasn't happy with the first couple of tries at it. But it was, just as much as Pet Sounds, a very important album in that it involved a heavy use of editing and sampling and just making up the song from pieces recorded separately, often at different times. And now, that was not the way most music was made in the 1960s, but it pretty much set the stage for the way it is done now. And when you think about it, you wouldn't actually have had groups such as, say, Steely Dan in the 70s, who basically made up all their songs in this sort of a way, sampling and taking different cuts, dubbing in, overdubbing, and so forth. Very, very complicated musical production. You would not have had that had you not had what the Beatles started doing and what the Beach Boys started doing in the mid-60s. Good Vibrations is also interesting in its original for its use of what was then a brand new instrument, the electrotheremin. That's what makes the sound in the song. We're not going to hear the original, but we will hear again the United Guitar Players doing their instrumental version of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. Thank you. was the United Guitar Players and their version of Brian Wilson's Good Vibrations. You're listening to a special edition of Dark Glasses, almost entirely devoted to the music of the Beach Boys and Sly and the Family Stone, and especially to jazz covers of their music. Brian Wilson and Sly Stone having both died last week at the age of 82. It's just about time for our halftime break and some public service announcements. I'm Daniel Wolf, and after the PSAs, I'll be right back with some more. Coming up, we've got Bill Frisell, Carmen McRae, Holly Cole, and others doing more Brian Wilson Beach Boys music. Back soon.
Domestic pets like dogs and cats are often left outside off-leash. These pets scare wildlife, destroy the nests of animals, and attack animals.
Always keep your pets on a leash when they are outside and discourage them from chasing wildlife.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9, coming to you from Kingston, Ontario, and the campus of Queen's University. My name is Daniel Wolf, and today's program is devoted principally to the music of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. We also heard some Sly and the Family Stone. And again, if you listen to the first half of the show, you will know that this is a memorial to both Sly Stone and Brian Wilson, who died last week at the, both of them, at the age of 82. We'll move on now to a tribute album from just over 10 years ago, from 2014, called Guitar in the Space Age. And it features three guitarists, the veterans Greg Lease and Bill Frisell, along with Tony Schur and the slightly younger percussionist Kenny Wallison. And it's an album consisting of a lot of covers of pop guitar-based, principally songs. And what we're going to hear is the group's cover of the Beach Boys' Surfer Girl, which was an early Beach Boys hit. The flip side of it was Little Deuce Coupe, to put it in perspective. And that was from the 1963 album of the same name, Surfer Girl. It's an interesting album, Surfer Girl, that is, because it was the one that featured David Marks subbing in for Al Jardine, a regular Beach Boys member who had left the group briefly for a year around that time. But let's hear the cover of Surfer Girl from the guitar and percussion quartet of Frisell, Lease, Schur, and Wallison.
Thank you.
That was a cover of the Beach Boys' Surfer Girl by the quartet of Bill Frisell, Greg Lease, Tony Scherr, and Kenny Wollison. Now, that quartet, minus Greg Lease, is a regular trio, the Bill Frisell Trio, and I just noted that they are coming back to the Kingston area in about 6 weeks' time, at the very end of July, for a couple of shows at the Hotel Wolf Island. They did a couple of shows there a year or so ago. Wasn't able to get to those. I'm kind of hopeful I might make it out to this one. So, and of course, Tony Scherr, who is also a guitarist, plays the upright bass in that trio. So let's move on to a couple of vocalists doing some Beach Boys music. First, we'll hear from Carmen McRae, one of the great interpreters of, for instance, Thelonious Monk tracks with lyrics. And Carmen left us a few years ago, but one of her albums that is of note among many is called For Once in My Life. And that's relatively early in her career. It's from 1967. And, of course, the Beach Boys were at their prime at that point. And Pet Sounds had just come out the previous year. So it's not surprising that Carmen decided to do a cover of one of the best-known songs from Pet Sounds, one called I Just Wasn't Made for These Times, a song that's often regarded as very evocative of Brian Wilson's own inner turmoil as an artist. The man had a successful but in many ways rather unhappy life, and of course he ended his life under a guardianship of the court owing to his medical and mental health conditions. And we saw in early signs of this as early as the mid-60s. Brian Wilson was, maybe was made for the time, certainly in terms of the music of the era, but he did have a very hard time adjusting with fame. He was always intensely perfectionistic, but what a legacy of music. But let's get on to the music again. Let's hear Carmen McRae and I Just Wasn't Made for These Times from her 1967 album, For Once in My Life.
I'm hard to find the people that I
Carmen McRae and I Just Wasn't Made for These Times, Brian Wilson's song, of course, from Pet Sounds in 1966, and Carmen's album with this cover came out just a year later in, again, 67. We'll move on to a more recent cover of a Beach Boys track, and again, a very well-known one called God Only Knows. I'm going to play two recent covers of it. The first is from, well, not quite that recent, a little more than 20 years ago, by the great Canadian jazz vocalist and Queen's Honorary Degree recipient, Holly Cole, from her 2003 album, Shade. Here's Holly with her version of God Only Knows.
God only knows.
was Holly Cole's version of God Only Knows, the Beach Boys track from their 66 album Pet Sounds. Did you know that when it came out in Pet Sounds, that was one of the very first songs to be released on Top 40 radio and actually use the word God? It was actually considered kind of avant-garde to do that. And there was some worry among the executives in the record company as to doing that, but they stuck to their guns, and there it is. Let's hear a different version of exactly the same Brian Wilson song, God Only Knows, more recent version from 2019. This is from the New York-based, but originally from Arlington, Texas, a cappella group, the Pentatonics. Had them once on the show before, I think just last Christmas. They do a lot of Christmas music and an annual Christmas concert in the Big Apple. This album is called The Best of Pentatonix Christmas. Here's their version of God Only Knows.
Above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
If you should ever leave me, the life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me.
Pentatonix with their version of God Only Knows from the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds originally. Now we've got time for one more track, a slightly longer one, and it's from a very prolific Italian pianist called Stefano Bellani. And Stefano Bellani has played with many different artists, including Gatto Barbieri, Chick Corea, and Bill Frisell, who we've already had on the show today with Phil Woods. He's quite a diverse artist. He's a TV presenter and writer as well as a pianist. He has an enormous number of albums under his own name and as a sideman, given that he is actually only 52. He released in 2006 an album called Piano Solo, which the Italian magazine Musica Jazz gave the prize of Best Album of the Year. And it features yet another Beach Boys track from Pet Sounds, Don't Talk. So let's hear Stefano Bellani and the Brian Wilson Beach Boys song, Don't Talk. Stefano Bellani and a piano solo version of the Beach Boys' Don't Talk. That'll do it for today. And yes, I know, I'm sorry, I didn't get any new music on this week. I had a couple of tracks lined up, but just ran out of time. There was so much good music from this special of the Beach Boys and Sly Stone. We didn't get much Sly for Sly fans. Sorry. It's actually a little hard to find jazz versions of his music. But if you have one that you'd like played and I've missed it, feel free to let me know via Blue Sky at Wolf at the Door, or just send a note to the station and it'll get my way. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC. Again, special show in memory of the great Brian Wilson and the equally great Sly Stone, two very influential artists of the 60s and 70s whose music has lived on, both of whom, of course, died at the age of 82 last week. My name is Daniel Wolf. I will be back next week with more music, and I will feature some new tracks then. So tune in next Monday at 2 p.m. for more Dark Glasses on CFRC. Meantime, summer is here, so keep cool and stay safe.
It cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you blame the guy in shades, or no?
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, or no?
Don't masquerade with